Music lives at the Woodmere Art Museum in Chestnut Hill, where, as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, the role of jazz in the history of the United Nations is being celebrated, close to where the UN's headquarters might have been.
Before New York City was selected as the site of the headquarters for the United Nations, the Philadelphia region was also in the running to be its home. What was being proposed just after World War II was that the Roxburgh section of Philadelphia and Belmont Hills in Lower Merion Township would be linked by a new bridge over the Schuylkill to provide the necessary land for the UN's new home. It was a close-run thing. Negotiations were still underway, says Chestnut Hill College history professor David Contosta, when the plan was scuppered by John D. Rockefeller Jr., the famed industrialist and philanthropist.
Philadelphia almost was going to be chosen. In fact, there were meetings with Arthur Vandenberg in Washington, D.C., and the people who were going to sell the land here got a call at the last minute saying, "We're sorry, Mr. Rockefeller is going to donate land along the East River."
The role of jazz in the early years of the UN is currently being celebrated nearby at the Woodmere Art Museum in Chestnut Hill. The curator of the series is bassist and leader of the renowned Apregio Jazz Ensemble, Warren Ory. He says the birth of bebop and the work of the United Nations sprang from a similar source.
The birth of both of these things sort of coincided with each other, and both signified change. Both signified bringing stuff together and doing things different.
And just as the UN brought together representatives of various countries to share their common beliefs in peace, musicians from several of the countries present at that first UN assembly come together for an international jazz jam session this Friday at the Woodmere Art Museum in Philadelphia, where music lives.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.